Speaking of an order. Good morning. Convening today's House Revenue Committee. Committee members, we have a couple of bills for work session. We have three posted for work session. I'm going to open the first one, House Bill 2179. Mazin, would you explain what this bill does, please?
Yes. Chair Berger, members of the committee, House Bill 2179 and the Dash 3 amendment in front of you that it basically replaces the bill. The 2179, we met last time on March 31st. We had a ho-hum meeting about this. and the bill primarily allows the previously allowed registration fees by the counties to be used by Multnomah County in this instance to be bond to pay for the Selwood Bridge. Additionally, also allows the registration fees of the future registration fees after 2013 by other counties to also be subject to bonding for projects. The for the discussion last time there was a little bit of confusion of about the way the Dash 3 amendment works, and just to go very quickly over this Dash 3 amendment, what it basically does, it works in a double amendment type of way because that's the style the statutes work here. So in essence, it double amends for today's law and then for the 2013 law. And the confusion here is because the original House Bill 2001, which is the 2009 session great transportation package, also, and when it tried to fix this, it double amended, as in the section 40, and I included this in your packet today to show you how that works. In section 40, basically, it comes and brings a new language in, and then you go to section 40A, and 40A double amends that language and puts the language of the 2013 in it. Now, what this amendment does is basically says, since you have Section 41 that makes Section 40A the law in 2013, we will amend that, we'll repeal Section 41, and in essence take Section on Dash 3, Section 2 and 3, that would amend 40A, as you would see in line 11 of the Dash 3 amendment. So it amends it once in Section 2, and it amends it again in Section 13, Section 3, that's on page 3, line 4, to make that operable for the year 2013. So that's, I believe, where the confusion originated the last time, and that's the way it works and steps in legally.
I was called away that day and missed the lively discussion, to my great regret. Was the Dash 3 discussed but not amended into the bill? Is that correct? On that day, Mazin?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
so,
Madam Chair.
So, further questions on the Dash 3? No?
I think we've exhausted that conversation.
Okay, we have exhausted it. Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move the Dash 3 amendment to House Bill 2179.
Representative Bailey moves the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2179. Any objection? So ordered.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Unfortunately, we do have the fiscal for the Dash 2, which is almost exactly the same language as the Dash 3. And we've been trying to nudge fiscal office to give us the fiscal on the Dash 3.
So are you saying we can't move the dash?
Well, I was hoping that they would call in the right last month.
Ah, we do not have a fiscal, ladies and gentlemen. If we talked a little slower, maybe it would come up. But I don't think I'm not good at slow talking. So we will, at least for now, close the public hearing or the work session on House Bill 2179. And with any luck at all, we'll be able to reopen it before this day is done. Thank you, Mazin. Let's open a work session on House Bill 3543. And I think Paul's going to talk about this one. We have two amendments on this one, too. Take your time. We're still waiting on that fiscal.
I hate to say this, Madam Chair, but we're also waiting for a fiscal on this one. Although we do have an informal one, and I'll talk about that. House Bill 3543 is a bill that you heard that will convert the kicker refund into a credit. And that was, as you recall, the history of the personal kicker was prior to 1995, from 79 to 95, and when it was in statute, it was returned to taxpayers through a credit on the return. And that's what this bill would do. We do have a couple of amendments. The dash one amendment to 3543, which you should have before you, is strictly a technical amendment, and it's based on recommendations from Department of Revenue. And Deborah's here to talk about that if you have questions on it. The second amendment, dash two, the Department of Revenue did a preliminary analysis of 3543, and because the way the kicker has changed since its operation in the 80s, and initially, if you had a kicker, let's say we had a kicker for 09-11, the kicker would be based on estimated liability for 2011, which, of course, wouldn't be done by the time the kicker was formalized. But that percentage would be calculated based on that 11 estimate, and then that would go on the returns in 12. Well, when we went to a refund in 95, the base for the kicker became the prior year. So, again, using 09-11 as the example, 10 becomes the base year rather than 11. Well, one of the advantages of doing that is that it increases the accuracy of the kicker percentage, obviously because we know 10 a lot better than we know 11. So that the bill 3543 retains that, but what it does open up the possibility that you're basing a kicker that people file in the following year in the return, it would be based on the prior year, not on the 11 return, but for the 10. So then you have the possibility of people not having liability, in which case 3543 directs Department of Revenue to issue refundable credit. So you'd still get your credit even if you had no liability. That's what opened up the possibility of a fiscal for Department of Revenue. The fiscal would apply only to those years in which a kicker would be in play, so obviously we won't have one in the 11-13 biennium, but there will be obviously one in the future, and they estimated that at the time that would occur, it would cost about $210,000 for them to manage the program to do the refundable credit. So what the Dash 2 does is it directs the Department of Revenue to take those costs up to $250,000 out of the kicker credit calculation. So it comes off the top of the credit. This is similar to the way the refund works, but of course the big difference is the refund is up to $1 million. So basically you're substituting $250,000 for $1 million in terms of administrative costs for going to a credit. And that's the Dash 2 amendments.
So in order to move this bill, we would need to adopt both amendments. They work together, and That is the fiscal analysis. Is there further fiscal needed on this bill, Paul?
Madam Chair, the Department of Revenue has their response to this is that the Dash 2 eliminates any fiscal impact for DOR because their costs up to $250,000 are taken from the kicker, quote, pot. Therefore, there's no fiscal.
Okay.
And if I may, the Constitution specifically allows the cost of administration to be used to come out of the amount of the kicker refund, doesn't it?
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Okay. Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I move the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3543.
Representative Bailey moves the Dash 1 amendment to House 3543. Any comments? Any objections? So ordered. Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I move the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 3543.
Representative Bailey moves the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3543. I'm getting it right this time. Any other comments? Any objection? Now, can we move this bill?
Let's leave that up to you, Madam Chair.
Representative Bailey.
Madam Co-Chair, I would move House Bill 3543 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Bailey moves House Bill 3543 as amended to the bill with a due pass recommendation. Any comments? Why don't we take a roll call?
Representative Benz.
Aye.
Representative
Gelson. Aye.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
No.
Co-Chair
Bailey.
Aye.
Co-Chair Brewer.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barnhart.
Aye.
Co-Chair Berger.
Aye. The measure passes. I think. I think we're going to ask Representative Parrish. This is her bill to carry this bill on the floor. And thank you all for your hard work on this bill. We're going to close, therefore, the work session on House Bill 3543. Members of the committee, we're going to... the amendments are not ready for House Bill 3261, so we will be carrying it over. Is it possible, Paul, for us to adjourn this committee? Is there any hope we could get the fiscal in time to come back in with a quorum of us later today and move this other bill, or is it just easier to carry it over? It doesn't look likely. Okay, we are going to carry over House Bill 2179 and House Bill 3261 to tomorrow's agenda, members of the committee. And we will adjourn the Revenue Committee for today. Thank you.